With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A split Supreme Court is declining to hear a challenge to state bans on assault weapons. Semiautomatic rifles also. These are popular among gun owners that have been used in multiple mass shootings. The justices on Monday turned down a case against a decade-old Maryland law similar to those in several other states. 8 people injured in an attack Sunday in Boulder, Colorado. The FBI says it's investigating it as an act of terrorism.
The FBI says a man made a makeshift flamethrower and yelled, "Free Palestine," hurling the incendiary device into a crowd that had assembled at a popular Pearl Street pedestrian mall that was trying to raise attention for the Israeli hostages in Gaza. The suspect was identified as a 45-year-old. Officials believe he acted alone. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement saying he, his wife, and the entire nation of Israel were praying for the full recovery of the people wounded in what he's calling the vicious terror attack in Colorado. George Williams, Washington.
A Republican bank proposal could bring major changes to the Pell Grant program, requiring many college students to take on heavier course loads to qualify for federal aid. Bernie Bennett with that story.
Under the legislation, full-time students would need to enroll in at least 30 credit hours per year, up from the current 24 to remain eligible. Part-time students would see their requirements increase from 12 to at least 15 credits annually. Today, about 40% of U.S. college students receive the grant, which does not need to be repaid. The federal government spent approximately $31.5 billion on the program during the last academic year. The proposal, which also redirects more financial aid toward workforce training programs, passed the House last month and is now awaiting action in the Senate. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow dropping 200 points, the NASDAQ composite up 48. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist leader calls for an end to pornography.
Brent Leatherwood heads the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and he says it's time to outlaw porn in this country altogether. He says the last straw is a new expose in the New York Times of Pornhub, the biggest pornography site on the Internet. The Times reports that Pornhub executives knew there was sex trafficking happening on their platform, but took no action as that might reduce their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT people in the U.S. say transgender individuals are more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most LGBT adults believe that there is a great deal or fair amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people. But about half say that that's not true for transgender and so-called non-binary Americans. This is SRN News. A very scary time for an Alaska man.
Officials say Kel Morris survived unharmed after being trapped by a 700-pound boulder for some 3 hours during a hike. His wife held his head above water to prevent him from drowning. It took 7 firefighters, along with inflatable airbags, to lift the boulder off of him as he drifted in and out of consciousness. That incident happened while he was walking on the bank of a glacier creek, and the entire bank slid out from under him like an avalanche of rocks. Jason Walker reporting.
A study has found that land owned by the city of Richmond, Virginia, could possibly contain more than 700 unmarked graves. Some of those graves could belong to Confederate soldiers who died in the Civil War. The city has consulted with historians and other officials to develop an access plan to the site for any descendants. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.